Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College alum Chris Weaver joins us on today's program to talk about his return to campus after his adult life has been mostly filled with music, including a stint on NBC's The Voice. First of all, what's it like to be back here on campus and to see things maybe for the first time since you've been here in town last?
It's amazing to be back. Very much so surreal. Like, you don't realize how long you've been gone until you come back. And actually, I think there's only like a few things that look different or changed. But for the most part, it's central. And so it's cold right now. So it's just, but it's just good to be back. And really don't realize, it's so funny, I didn't realize how much of an impact this place has had on where I am now until, like, walked on campus today. So it's great to be back.
And you're actually going to get to perform and be the first major performance in the new Doustra. What do you think of it?
That's what I heard. So that place is beautiful. I mean, I can't wait to, you know, apparently the acoustics are different, and I'm already a loud singer, so for whatever that means, you know, I just hope the sound guy is ready. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited to be in this place. It's gorgeous. That stage is beautiful. And I can't believe they asked me to do this. So I'm honored, and it'll be great to be in this space.
Well, and you talked a little bit about the importance that Central's had on your life. But you're not a native Iowan. A lot of people who come to Central are from the Midwest. You're from the East Coast. How did you get to Central College, and how did you find Pella?
I have this battle where people often have this debate whether I'm from New York or I'm from Iowa. So I'm from Long Island, and my senior year of high school, I said, I refuse to go to school in New York. I was like, I've been here all my life. You know, I'm going away. And I remember being in summer school my senior year of high school, and my godmother worked, you know, she had this outreach that she ran for many years, and she, you know, was working with this organization that would send kids on this trip to visit Central College. And so she told me about it, and I said, you know what, I won't have a vacation this summer because I'm in summer school, so might as well take this time and to go visit. So we came, it was five of us, we came down and we landed in Des Moines, and Terry Crumley greeted us and said, welcome to the land of corn and soy. And I was just like, oh boy, here we are. And so I remember driving from Des Moines to Pella, and I had just, funny story, I just watched Jeepers Creepers the week before, and was so scared that I thought someone was breaking into our house and called the cops. And so here I am a week later in Iowa, just driving to Pella, and all I see is these fields, and I'm freaking out. And so we get here, and Central is just, it's gorgeous. And they sent us, you know, they gave us all these tours and stuff like that. And they sent us to go see Pirates of the Caribbean 2, I believe it was at the time. And we came out of the movie theater about 1 o'clock, and it was just silence. And I go, nope. I said, I cannot do this. I will not. But I don't know. It was something about the people here that really was just like, you know, give it a try, you know. And so I did. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made to come to Central.
And in terms of how this place shaped you, what were the ways that this place maybe changed you or maybe influenced you to kind of set on this path that has led you to a career in music?
Coming from Long Island, you have a lot of opportunity, but I feel like, you know, being at Central and being involved in some of the groups that I was in, like, you know, you sing at the president's house, so there was a certain dress, that the way you dress, or a certain decor, you know, like, you watch these things and you don't realize it till later, but those things really shape your interaction in different settings. And so I think because of that, you know, because just like we would go sing at the president's house and be in our tuxes and our stuff like that, you know, on a Thursday we go down to Billy Jack's, you know, and be like, it's the week, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, you had these different various events and things that you know, that really shaped you to be in different settings and different places in your life and know how to carry yourself and how to, you know, really be a part of that experience. And then the fact that I got to be in the music ensembles that I was in here at Central and got to travel a lot. And so that prepared me also for, you know, being where I am and doing what I love to do and not being afraid to just spread my wings and do it.
What are you looking forward to most about reconnecting with people here, whether it's your old professors or your fellow classmates from back in the day, or maybe even meeting some new faces here on campus?
I have a couple of friends who we sang together in choir, and we were together every day. So I hear they're here. So that'll be interesting. That'll be fun. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so funny. I don't feel any different. Like, you know, I mean, it's great to be back. And there are people, I see people who don't know me, and they're like staring, and they're like, oh my God, that's him. But, you know, it's just, it feels like just being at Central, you know. And I'll tell you, more than anything, that is the most amazing feeling you can have. I think to go to a place, and there's something where you can go to a place and feel unappreciated, and there's something where you can go to a place and feel like you're on a pedestal. But to come to a place and just feel like, you know, I'm home. Like, I think that is the most amazing feeling. And so that is definitely, from the time I got on campus this morning, rushing because I was late as usual. So, you know, that was the feeling that I had. And it's good to be back.
Once again, that was Central College alum Chris Weaver. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.